From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama lays out the groundwork for his last year in office. During a wide-ranging year-end news conference, Mr. Obama vowed not to fade into the background, but instead leave it all on the field in 2016. Mr. Obama stressed the need for the United States to remain vigilant, even as his administration works with the international community to defeat the Islamic State group.
The United States continues to lead a global coalition in our mission to destroy ISIL. ISIL's already lost about 40% of the populated areas it once controlled in Iraq, and it's losing territory in Syria.
The president touted big wins for his administration in 2015, citing diplomacy with Iran and Cuba, the passage of significant climate and trade deals, and a Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. However, Mr. Obama said several challenges remain, including the growing threat of the Islamic State and the possibility of terror attacks, such as the recent mass shooting in San Bernardino, California. The UN Security Council has approved a resolution calling for talks between the Syrian government and opposition groups, as well as a ceasefire in the country's civil war. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the vote as president of the Security Council.
The result of the voting is clear. It is the draft resolution has received 15 votes in favor, and therefore the draft resolution has been adopted unanimously as Resolution 2254 of 2015.
The resolution stops short of outlining the future role of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Russia and Iran, who back Assad, have been divided against the West, which supports rebels fighting the Syrian leader. This is VOA.